Hello there, and it's Sunday, and a very, very warm welcome to my latest audio boo from Ireland. Today I went to the cliffs of Moher in the west of the country, and I have to say there is no word that I can choose from the Oxford English Dictionary to actually describe how extraordinary the cliffs of Moher are. It's one of the most western points of Ireland, and it's very significant because it is a cliff that is 200 metres tall above sea level. Not just any sea ever, but the Atlantic Ocean specifically. And you can actually see out to the Atlantic Ocean. Sadly, you can't see out to the United States because it is thousands and thousands of miles away, and the naked eye is not able to actually view the United States from a long distance. But nonetheless, you can still see out to the Atlantic Ocean. The view is absolutely extraordinary, and certainly you are naturally overwhelmed by its natural beauty. But there are two words of caution. First of all, wrap up warm, because it's a very windy part of the world. The winds are blowing around that place at around about 60 miles per hour with an added chill to it, so you're feeling the cold instantaneously. So wrap up warm and wear a lot of jackets. Well, not a lot of jackets, but wear a nice thick jacket. And secondly, it's potluck, depending on what the weather actually is. Now, I have to say, today wasn't the sunniest of days, because it was forecast to be overcast, and sadly it was overcast. But nonetheless, it doesn't spoil the beauty of that part of the world. It's just that if it was sunny, it would look even more extraordinary. But never mind, it was still extraordinary enough as it was. So it was a fantastic day. Also, I got to tour around the area around Galway Bay and most of County Clare. And it's just been a fantastic day once again here in Ireland. And tomorrow I head to Cork in the south of the province of Munster to start off my full week here in Ireland after a fantastic 3 or 4 days in the Emerald Isle and also a day spent in Northern Ireland as well. Meantime, though, I'm going to go to bed with an extra couple of hours of sleep in addition. No need for me to wake up at around about 5:30 in the morning to get on a tour. Instead, I'm going to be going alone for the rest of this Irish holiday. But in the meantime, have yourself a good Sunday. Sleep well, take care, look after yourselves, and much love to you all. Good night.